All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, there was plenty of wheeling and dealing that took place prior to Major League Baseball's trade deadline yesterday. We saw some big names be dealt. As starting pitcher Chris Archer went from the Tampa Bay Rays to the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Philadelphia Phillies acquired catcher Wilson Ramos from the Tampa Bay Rays. We also saw the Los Angeles Dodgers acquire second baseman Brian Dozier from the Minnesota Twins. The Boston Red Sox acquired second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Los Angeles Angels and starting pitcher Nathan Eovaldi from the Tampa Bay Rays. The New York Yankees picked up starting pitcher Lance Lynn from the Minnesota Twins and Jay Happ from the Toronto Blue Jays. The Houston Astros acquired relief pitcher Roberto Osuna from the Milwaukee Brewers, from the Toronto Blue Jays, while the Milwaukee Brewers picked up infielder Jonathan Scope from the Baltimore Orioles. Now, these are just some of the moves that were made. Now, this was the non-waiver wire trade deadline. Of course, we have the waiver wire trade deadline, which goes through the end of this month. And, of course, guys have to be put on waivers, and they have to go through waivers. And then a team can work out a trade with the team that is looking to deal them. Some names that did not get traded prior to this deadline but could be moved prior to August 31st. You look at Jose Bautista from the New York Mets, as well as catcher Devin Mesorasco. Now, the Philadelphia Phillies attempted to acquire outfielder Adam Jones from the Baltimore Orioles, but he exercised his no-trade clause, and it'd be interesting to see if Baltimore attempts to ship him once again before the August 31st trade deadline. Another guy who could be on the move is veteran outfielder Curtis Granderson with the Toronto Blue Jays. Adrian Beltre was thrown out there just to see what the Rangers could get back for him. He might be thrown out there again, but I think when it's all said and done, I think both sides want him to finish his career with the Texas Rangers. And finally, I'm looking at Andrew McCutchen from the San Francisco Giants, because the Giants really didn't make a lot of big moves. They're still hanging around for that second wild card spot in the National League. So it'll be interesting to see if the Giants can make a push this month as regards to whether or not they're going to be buyers or sellers. But if they decide to become sellers, I think McCutchen is a guy that can go out there and have an impact for a lot of teams that are trying to make a playoff push. Of course, McCutchen is scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent this offseason. So if you're the Giants, you definitely want to get something back for him if you're out of contention. Now, with the moves that are made so far, I look at the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, and Astros, who have really enhanced their chances to get to the postseason. Of course, granted, since the Yankees acquired Happ from the Jays, he has now been placed on the disabled list with foot and mouth disease. But I think it's a situation he's going to come back. He's going to be healthy. Of course, the Yankees are not without, they're without Aaron Judge right now. But Judge, I really think that they're going to go and do their due diligence in regards to getting Judge healthy for the postseason run. The Red Sox have placed Chris Sale on the disabled list right now, and if they get him back healthy, of course, their chances of making the World Series are great. And then you look at the Dodgers. I mean, the acquisition of Manny Machado from the Baltimore Orioles last month, and now you pick up Brian Dozier, you have really picked up your infield. And I look at the Dodgers, I don't think that they're done in regards to making moves. And like I said before, a lot of teams in that NL West had the opportunity to put the Dodgers away earlier this season when they were struggling, and they didn't. Now the Dodgers are getting their act together. They're right in the mix among the top teams in the NL West. And I still say they have a big run in them between now and the end of the season to really distance themselves from the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks out there. So I'm looking at the Dodgers and I think they're ready to make another October run. But the excitement is there for these teams. You look at the Pirates, they could be a sleeper. And getting a guy like Chris Archer from the Tampa Bay Rays is very big. So they're going to go out there and try to make a postseason push, as are the Milwaukee Brewers. You look at the Philadelphia Phillies. The Atlanta Braves also made moves when they made a deal with the Baltimore Orioles. So it's a lot of exciting baseball that still has yet to be played on both sides. Of course, that second wild card spot in each league has added a ton of intrigue to the postseason race coming down the stretch. So I think we are just beginning to see the excitement take off, as August and September are really going to be some exciting times in the world of Major League Baseball. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.